Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
If you don't want to hear real facts on social and political issues, then stop listening now. Otherwise, stay right here for real issues, real facts, with real people.
Accelerate your culturalization of America.
But when the Dems use the argument that we're all immigrants, that, you know, I want to turn into the Tasmanian devil with two clubs in my hand and clear the room. There were immigrants that came here because they wanted to be here. They wanted to learn the American. They wanted the American dream. You cannot get the American dream speaking Spanish.
Fat, drunk, and stupid is no way to live your life, son.
I'm going
to
deal with topics and issues that will make you think, make you mad, maybe even get you a little embarrassed. So don't go anywhere. The lines are open. You can reach me at 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563.
You're always so stupid. It is. You take lessons.
You're despicable.
I think I got this one without lessons. Come see your host. Always a pleasure to have you with me. 855 Real Joe, 855-732-55. Yes, a whole hour of Joe. Isn't that, well, I don't know how excited I'd be, but you know, you got these kids out there on the college campuses still. No clue. You know, it's amazing to me how they got that far. And mommy and daddy, nobody at the house, nobody anywhere. Explain to these kids how rules work, how laws work. Well, maybe they didn't have laws at home. I don't know. Right? That you don't not a petition. You don't protest your way out of everything you don't like. I mean, I'll give credit to those who protested in the 60s about the Vietnam War. They had a cause and a reason. They believed it to be just, and they did. Today, everything is a reason. Everything. Anyway, you know, and again, when it comes to, what you know, hugs, comes to cheek kisses, handshakes. Look, I'm not a touchy-feely person anyhow, so this stuff wouldn't make me crazy to begin with. What bothers me is that there are people who are. There are people who find, you know, peace and strength in these kind of things. And Fossey's saying that we should never do this again. I know, this is a carryover, but still. You talk about waving hands instead of shaking hands. An elbow bump. I'm thinking, I watch the kids do this at the park. Is this really something I want to do? Be part of? I think not. And I'm sure some of you know what I mean. I'm not one of those. But I'm sure some of you know what I mean when, you know, touchy-feely. You know, somebody wants a hug, a pat on the back, or whatever. Show you how good they are, or how much they care, or whatever it is. I'm not a psychologist. I'm not going to claim or make believe that I know, whatever. Did I do the heresy tweet yesterday? Anybody remember? God, I got to write this stuff down because I leave it sit on my desktop because I'm floored by it. I'm always floored by it. Did you guys, you know, the Right Reverend Senator Ralph Warnock. He erased a controversial Easter Sunday tweet after the former Atlanta preacher was accused of heresy. The meaning of Easter, he said, is more transcendent than the resurrection of Jesus Christ. This is what he tweeted out Sunday morning. As a Christian reverend, whether you're a Christian or not, through a commitment to helping others, we are able to save ourselves. Yeah, no, that's not how it works. Now, I'll get a little preachy. You'll have to excuse me for a second. Okay? But technically, for Christians, it's Resurrection Day. It's not Easter Day. Okay? Easter has to do with the fertility god, a resurgence. You know, it's spring. It's wonderful. It's pretty. The flowers are coming up. All of that stuff. But not for us. That's not what it's about for Christians. It is about the new life. The new life that you now have in Christ because he rose from the dead. Right? That's what Christians believe, or should believe anyhow. And it's all about, look at, truly and honestly, you've heard this probably a million times at this point. If Jesus did not rise on Resurrection Day, we got nothing. We're no different than every other religion on the planet. Right? Without the resurrection of Jesus, our religion, our faith, our belief doesn't stand. It holds nothing. And it has nothing to do with it. You help others because of the love you had for Christ. You help others because he's told you to help the widows and the orphans. That's why you do it. And that doesn't save you, Mr. Warnock. That, what is it? He's going to say, faith without works is dead, but you can't get to heaven through works. He says so over and over and over again. Because you might boast about how great you are. Right? And that won't stop. And again, notice there's no big outcry there. Anytime a lefty comes out with this stuff, you would think more Christians on the left, well, I'd say that, but they obviously don't have a clue. They don't really understand, do they? 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. Always a pleasure. Always want to be involved with you. I was going to talk about this the other day. Never got around to it. And we've gotten them before. And, I'm always hearing about these people get death threats. Well, we've had them before in the years we've been on the air. And not that I don't take them seriously. I don't take them seriously. I don't know any other way to put it. All right? But not even that. Some of you, right now we're on strike two with YouTube. Got a couple strikes against us Facebook. You've got, not YouTube, Facebook, Twitter. Twitter hasn't done anything. They kind of ignored us, but they're not allowing us to get the message out anyway. We're of no consequence to them. So now when they're not getting anywhere, we're still on the air years later. Now I get the emails that, they're going to go to the production company. This is the part I love. This is how much homework they've done. They're going to go to the production company and get us pulled down. Right? They're going to have a bunch of me. Here's the problem. I'm the production company. We produce and we own the show. Nobody else. So if you'd like to call me and tell me how you'd like to pull the show because you don't agree with its content, feel free. At which time I will tell you I don't agree with you and hang up on you. I'm very good at that, by the way. You heard the caller earlier tonight did that. It's just amazing. 855-REAL-JOE. Love to hear what you have to say. 855-732-5563. Be back in a few minutes. Don't go far.
Would you like to be $600 richer in the next 10 minutes? Then make a free phone call and switch your car insurance to AIS. We get it. Car insurance is boring. We make it fast, fun, and easy. You make one call. We shop dozens of the best car insurance companies and offer you a way to save up to $600 on your car insurance. There's so many special deals and discounts. The best way to get them is to call. Based on your area, we have special discounts for military, teachers, engineers, and good students. Even discounts for low mileage and accident-free drivers. AIS has tons of ways to save you money on your car insurance. Make a free call right now to see what you qualify for. New customers who switch to AIS save an average of $600.
800-396-0650. 800-396-0650. 800-396-0650. That's 800-396-0650.
You hear the headlines. You know health insurance is a real mess right now. Premiums have skyrocketed, and in most cases, you're stuck with your plan until open enrollment. But there's a government rule that allows you to qualify for lower health insurance rates if your life has changed. That means if you've changed jobs, if you're having a child, if you're getting married, if you're getting divorced, even if you run a small business or you're self-employed, this law may qualify you to get lower health insurance rates. Call the health insurance hotline today. Learn how this 10-minute call can help you get lower health insurance rates. This is a free service to help consumers learn the laws to help them qualify for lower health insurance rates. So call right now to learn more. 800-670-0946. 800-670-0946. Call 800-670-0946. 800-670-0946. Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I started fighting the IRS over 40 years ago when they tried to seize my mother's house. I sued the IRS and won. I beat the IRS then, and I've been beating them ever since. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I've helped thousands of people deal with tax problems they thought might never be solved. I can help you too. If you owe taxes you can't pay, don't wait another day. There's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com, danpilla.com.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veterans. Nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Do you want to give you and your loved ones premium nutrition right now? Hi, I'm Jamil Bookaboo from TeamG'day.com and the GCN Longevity Health Team. Get your premium nutrition formulated by world-renowned naturopathic doctor, Dr. Joel Wallach at wholesale, or also become a distributor and earn income while supporting this broadcast. Go to TeamG'day.com via the shopping cart or contact form, and I'll get back to you with support personally. That's TeamG'day.com with Longevity. TeamG'day.com.
Here's how you get him. He pulls a knife, you pull a gun. He sends one of yours to the hospital, you send one of his to the morgue. That's the Chicago way.
Listen to the Real Time on GCN Live. Always a pleasure to have you with me, 855 Real Joe. 855-732-5563. Be involved, be engaged. I mean that. Get involved, get engaged. Do something more than nothing. You know, really that simple. Finish up on this. We'll get to the college crazies that I always talk about. And there's a lot of them happening. There's still kids roaming around college campuses, believe it or not. I was talking about the tweet by the right Reverend Walnut. I'm sorry, I'm going down the road of Walnut at this point after seeing what he said, what he's done, and what he talks about. How can you be a Christian reverend, right, a man of God, and not know what Easter stands for? It makes absolutely no sense to me. That's not the first time. These guys have floored me before. Others questioned if his obvious blasphemous tweet was written by a staffer. Because it would be bizarre for a Christian to write those claims. I mean, I don't know, maybe it was by accident. Conservative Allie Beth Stuckey, who we've had on this show, called an absolute inane, albeit unsurprising tweet from a narcissist like him. There's nothing more transcendent than the resurrection of God, man, Jesus. Now, MSNBC host Joy Reid, she supported Womack before he deleted the tweet. Probably is upset he did that. Responding to former Trump attorney Jenna Ellis, who called it a false gospel and heresy, Reid wrote, "This lady is literally calling the pastor Ebenezer Baptist Church. So what? Do you really believe? Can you find me a comment by Dr. Martin Luther King Jr. saying that the resurrection of Jesus Christ was of no consequence, not a big deal? Really, you can't. This shows you how godless and soulless those people are over at MSNBC and CNN, those places. Nobody with true, solid Christian roots would make that statement. Nobody. And yes, Joy, she is calling, as would I, a pastor. I mean, there are, you know, wolves in sheep clothing all over the place, isn't there? Just because you're a reverend, just because you attend or came up under Ebenezer Baptist Church, are you saying every pastor in that place is 100% right on? Going on to say the Reverend Dr. Martin Luther King Jr.'s church, calling him a heretic? This actually happened today. I'm going to take Reverend Warnock as a pastor and a scholar on the word over yours. Really? Jesus is not a scholar. You can listen to him. He wrote the book. I love it. They have no clue. They have no self-awareness on this stuff. Or they just don't care. I don't know. I'm figuring out which. 855 Real Joe, 855-732-5560. All right. Let me go over to a place that I haven't been to in a while. I love this stuff. Really do. Campus Reform. Now, I used to tweet their stuff, and I used to speak their stuff all the time. Even have one of their reps on a regular basis. And now I look at this, and I have to say to myself, man, our kids truly are out of control. According to one article, a professor helps push programs that claim that math is racist. You ready for this? Ready for this? Because it requires a right answer. A new program promoted by the Oregon Department of Education is designed to dismantle instances of white supremacy culture in mathematics. Professors at San Diego State University, Loyola Marymount University asserted or helped in creating the program. In Oregon, and again, you look at this. Having a right answer, just trying to understand, having a right answer is a form of white supremacy. So as long as you get it wrong and you stay stupid, you're fine. Is that it? I'm trying to understand. An Oregon Department of Education newsletter from February promoted an online course. It was designed to dismantle instances of white supremacy culture. We want to take it out of the mathematics in the classroom. One example of white supremacy highlighted by the course was the concept of mathematics being purely objective. An idea which resource... I mean, how can... The one thing we've always been taught is math is absolute. See, do you see what they're doing here? 2 plus 2 equals 4. Doesn't equal 5. Doesn't equal 3.5. Right? Doesn't equal 4.5. 3 3/4. No, it's an exact. That's what they have problems with. Because if you have exactness, right, if you have something that's exact, that's scientifically correct, then biology has to be exact. The terminologies that you use have to be exact. You can't make them up as you go, as they've been doing. The program is known as the Pathway to Equitable Math Instruction, describes itself as an integrated approach to mathematics that centers black, Latinx, multi-language students that provide opportunities for ongoing self-reflection. That you have to start looking at, and they want to develop an anti-racist math practice. Well, what does that mean? They use all these big words. What does it mean? The white supremacy culture infiltrates math classrooms and everyday teaching actions. This is according to the teaching guide. Coupled with beliefs that, you know, underlie these actions, they perpetuate educational harm on black, I'm going to say Latinos. You guys do what you want with it. And multilingual students. So let me see. So blacks, Latinos, and multilingual students can't get a right answer, so that must mean, and it has to mean, that somehow it's racist. The Oregon Department of Communications Director of Communications, Mark Siegel, he told Campus Reform that the math instruction should be built on an equitable foundation. Again, what does that mean? Are we going to do the same thing we're doing with women in the military? They don't have to live to the same standards that the regular people do? The regular soldiers? The regular troops? Does that mean that if you're black, Hispanic, or whatever, you don't have to get the equation right? Man, that should make you feel really good when you know that a black or a Hispanic or Latinx, whatever, was an engineer major, won't it? And that building you're in was built by them? The bridge you're driving over is built by them? That'll make you feel good. Trump is senior host. This is The Real Side. Be back in a few minutes. Don't go far. A lot more going on math equity when we come back.
The old way of living with diabetes is a pain. You've got to remember to do your testing, and you always need to be sticking your fingers. The new way to live your life with diabetes is with a continuous glucose monitor. You simply apply a discreet, easy-to-use sensor on your body, and it continuously monitors your glucose levels, helping you spend more time in range and freeing you from painful finger pricks. If you test your blood sugar at least 4 times per day and inject insulin at least 3 times per day, or use an insulin pump and have private insurance or Medicare, you might be eligible for a CGM with little or no cost to you. Call U.S. Medical Supply today for a free benefits check. We offer free shipping, 90-day supplies, and we bill Medicare or your insurance directly. Call now and say goodbye to finger pricks.
800-808-5181. 800-808-5181. 800-808-5181. That's 800-808-5181.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
No other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com and an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNLive.com today.
USA Radio News with Dan Naraki.
President Biden is pushing his deadline for all states to make coronavirus vaccines available to all adults up by 2 weeks. Biden said Tuesday that his new goal is to have vaccinations available to every American adult that wants one by April 19th. He'd previously set a deadline of May 1st for states to open up their vaccine eligibilities. Speaking from the White House, the president urged people to continue to wear masks and socially distance, saying that while there are better days ahead, we aren't at the finish line yet.
The virus is spreading because we have too many people who, seeing the end in sight, think we're at the finish line already. Let me be deadly earnest with you. We aren't at the finish line. We still have a lot of work to do. We're still in a life and death race against this virus. Until we get more people vaccinated, we need everyone to wash their hands, socially distance, and mask up in a recommended mask from the CDC.
You're listening to USA Radio News.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Welcome, swingers. Pull up a groove and get fabulous.
I can't watch this because it's creepy and wrong and sick. However, I will watch out of curiosity.
The real side. Now, Joe Messina.
Feel the rhythm now.
We are back. Always a pleasure to have you with me, 855-real-0-855-732-556. We get involved, get engaged, do something more than nothing is what I like to say. Talk about how math now is racist. Math now is proof of white supremacy or white supremacist culture. You can't make this stuff up. Right? Now, examples of white supremacy culture cited in this class that's being given include a focus on getting the right answer, requiring students to show their work. Why would you want them to show their work? Because they might have cheated. Because they might have tripped on it. Maybe they don't really know it. That's the thing that, you know, being a business owner in the past, many of us get irritated because these kids are coming out of school without some really simple skills. Like working things through, logic skills. And they don't have those logic skills because they're not being forced to do them in school. Right? And you say, show your work. What does that actually mean? And can a teacher really, what do you got, 35 kids to a class? If she's looking at homework and what have you, looking at tests, five classes a day, how many of those can she do that night? Or he? Glenn Ricketts is a public affairs director for the National Association of Scholars. He spoke with Campus Reform, and he told him the course illustrates that no aspect of education process at any level is off limits for the social justice indoctrination. Mathematics was once considered immune. After all, 2 plus 2 equals 4, period. But when you read some of the recent articles, some of the recent papers put out, the problem is that math and arithmetic insist on correct answers, or else. Those are hidden forms of white supremacy. Don't you love it? The authors of the program state that the concept of mathematics being purely objective is unequivocally false, and teaching it is even much less so. Materials instruct teachers to choose problems that have complex, competing, or multiple answers, so the students can come up with at least 2 answers. Wow. In math. My God. You know, being an electrician years ago, having to do some mathematics there, can you imagine if I just chose the answer I wanted? Homeowner found out they could only use half the house at a time because my calculations were off? Well, they couldn't have been off according to this. That would be a white supremacist remark, you know what I'm saying? Often the emphasis is placed on learning math in the real world, as if our classrooms are not part of the real world. They're not! Nobody works in a classroom. And you know what I mean by that. I'm not talking about a teacher. What environment can you raise your hand and ask your boss for the answer to the question? They hire you to do the work so the boss doesn't have to know and or do it. They don't get it. They really just don't get it. This reinforces notions of either or thinking because math is only seen as useful when it's in a particular context. However, this can result in using mathematics to uphold capitalism and imperialism. God, this is the education system that you and I are paying for with our taxes. This is the education system that we give a lot of credit to. Are we for real? I mean, really, think about what they're saying here. Asking for them to do the work and get the answer right is upholding a capitalist and imperialist way of being, I don't know, of understanding the real world, I guess. The course goes on to say it challenges teachers to center, oh God, what is this word? Ethnomathematics, which includes recognizing how communities of color engage in mathematics and exposing students to examples of people who have my God, can you imagine? I gotta put this out to Sonia and Alfonso, right? Yeah, two black Americans, or I should say two Americans who have to be black. Is this like a slap in your face? So in other words, instead of lifting up the black community, and I'm reading what they wrote, instead of lifting up the black community, let's bring things down so they feel better about themselves. But let me tell you what, kids know when you do this. Kids know exactly what you're doing. They know you're dumbing it down for them. Why would you dumb it down for them? You're saying they're too dumb to step up? You're saying they're too dumb to figure it out? Or you're saying the teacher doesn't have the ability to teach black kids? Or Hispanics, maybe that teacher needs to find a different job. No, really. Remember they tried that whole Ebonics thing, they fell on their face on that one. Back in the, I think it was the 80s, the head of the schools that didn't give any grades, any marks, they did this story a couple of years back. They had a school system across the country, they didn't give grades, they didn't give marks, they let the kids learn what they want to learn at the level they want to learn it. And it was well over 80% when they took the poll at the, 10 years later, 15 years later, say they got screwed when it came to education. ODE stands behind the value of that high-quality, rigorous mathematics instructions must be prioritized for every student in Oregon. These goals are shared by many of our professors, our education partners across the state, the training opportunities shared in the math education. Right. These teachers need to understand that they're teaching to all students, and the expectations is high quality content. Yeah, good luck with that. You're not getting it. According to the project glossary, the authors cite critical race theorists like Abram Kendi, Robert DiAngelo, for definition of terms like anti-racist and whiteness. Why? Why would you do that? Why would you go to people who are known for technically being racists? Listen, remember, the pure term of racist is thinking that your race is better than somebody else's. Or, in this case, I could turn it on them and say, well, what you're saying is your race is too stupid to get it, so we have to dumb it down. But we don't have to dumb it down for the white kids because they're getting it. What are you saying? Come on, think about it. What are you saying? It's amazing. The whole book or the whole curriculum pushes teachers to incorporate teaching that pushes the anti-racist math education into their classrooms. So teach kids why they shouldn't get the answer right because it's too racist. I love this. This stuff is great. No, you know, and you love guys. I said this the other night, and I meant it. I don't care if you're a billionaire. It doesn't mean you're smart. Really. None of, you know, Bill Gates, what did he say? He said over $1 million to push math is racist narrative. What's he hope? I mean, in his world especially, exactness is a big deal. You have thousands of lines of code. You screw one up, you're there for hours trying to find it. Although it's been years since I programmed, they might have a program that goes in and finds it for you now. Anyway, you're keeping them ignorant. You're keeping them indoctrinated into the public school system that doesn't have their best in at heart for them. And yes, you trollers who like to write, oh my God, a public school trustee beats on the public school system, you're darn right. That's my job. My job is not to tell you how great it is just because I'm a trustee. My job is to make sure that those kids are getting the best education they can get, and telling them that it's okay to get the answer wrong just because they're black is wrong in and of itself, period. This stuff has got to stop. You've got to fight back. You've got to push back for your kids. Another university researcher says intelligence is a white man's mythology. I love this stuff. The people are amazing. University of Cincinnati graduate assistant. She wrote that intelligence is a white man's mythology. Stop calling your female colleague smart or clever or brilliant. Well, I do that to male colleagues. Do that to everybody who's smart, clever, or brilliant. But based on what I'm reading about her, I don't think I'd use it for her. Talk more about this on the other side of the break. Joe Mattini, your host, listen to Real Side on GCN Live. Don't go far.
But I came back to my sunshine.
For the best hot or cold pain relief, get the best. Get a Sunny Bay heating pad.
Sometimes life can be a pain in the neck or back or shoulder.
And the best relief for that pain is a Sunny Bay heating pad. Did you know that the American College of Physicians said that one of the best ways to treat muscle pain is heat therapy? Sunny Bay heating pads are handmade with high quality, can be used at home or at work, and have a lifetime 100% positive rating on both Amazon and Etsy.
Why take another pill?
Many people use our Sunny Bay heating pads alone and got rid of the neck pain.
Long distance travel or long hours in front of a computer can take its toll on your body.
Our homegrown small business tries to help people just like us. That's why we design and test our handmade products with great care before we introduce them to the public. You can easily find Sunny Bay heating pads on Amazon. Just go to Amazon.com and search for Sunny Bay heating pads.
If there's a sudden disaster and you can't get to the grocery store or they're all out of food, what would you do? You'll wish you had emergency food to get you through the crisis. And that's why we're here. We're MyPatriotSupply.com, America's leading source of emergency food. Our food lasts for up to 25 years, and millions of families trust us for their disaster survival. Won't you join us? Unlike other food companies, we don't skimp on calories. Our meals give you more than 2,000 calories per day. Why? Because that's what you need to survive any challenging crisis. And right now, you can save $200 on our popular 3-month emergency food kit. Just go to MyPatriotSupply.com and place your order. We ship fast, 2 to 3 days max, and your food arrives discreetly right to your door. So order today and save $200 at MyPatriotSupply.com. That's MyPatriotSupply.com.
We've entered a time where sky truly is the limit and opportunity awaits. The Internet has become a platform of everyone's worldwide communications. Billionaires building businesses on platforms that didn't even exist a generation ago. But in the sea of noise, how can the voice of your business be heard? The secret is over 100 years old. Radio, 228% more effective than TV. That's 228% more effective than television. brick and mortar, and cyber businesses alike have found radio to be the most effective for building a brand and delivering customers. Learn the secrets of radio advertising by calling 877-996-4327 or email advertise@gcnlive.com. That's advertise@gcnlive.com.
There's so much hand sanitizer on the market, but beware. Not all hand sanitizers are created equal. That's why you want to use 2020 Safe Hand Sanitizer. You can trust the hand sanitizer on 2020safe.net to be made with the highest quality ingredients. American made with American ingredients, employing Americans. Log on now to 2020safe.net and order your 1 liter today. Normally $29.99, but reduced to $19.99. So hurry while supplies last and receive a bonus. That's right. You'll receive a 30-count bottle of Immune Booster, a $39.95 value, free, by using code GCN at checkout. Right now, click 2020safe.net. That's 2020safe.net to get our 1 liter bottle of high-quality hand sanitizer with your free bonus, a 30-count bottle of Immune Booster valued at $39.95. Remember to enter GCN at checkout, and the bonus is yours, free, 2020safe.net.
Hey everybody, if you've ever thought about heirloom beans as a storable survival food, I've got great news. In fact, I'll bet it's the best news you've heard in a while. Here's the thing, we've just received a fresh batch of gourmet heirloom beans, survival soup beans. These beans are gorgeous, highly nutritious, and above all, with no hesitation whatsoever, the best tasting beans in the entire world. The best part? We've dropped the price by 33% this week for listeners who know higher food prices are coming and want an inflation hedge you can actually eat if you want to. Gets even better. With your permission and with the high regard for your health and well-being, I also want to send you 2 pounds of what we think is the single most underrated superfood in the world, period. Go to soupbeansurvival.com, that's soupbeansurvival.com, and discover the real reason we're giving this unusual superfood away at soupbeansurvival.com, that's soupbeansurvival.com.
Never mind, dear. Chin up.
That's right, both of them.
Yeah.
There's a mix.
The old and new can get along. Come with your host, listen to Real Side of GCN Live. Always a pleasure to have you with me, 855 Real Joe, 855-732-5563. And I really do appreciate the time you guys spend with me on the air. In the chat room, texting and tweeting and being part of the conversation, part of the solution. I mean that sincerely. You know, with everything that's going on, you find the time to tune in, listen, get involved, get engaged. I really do appreciate that very much. And I do, you know what, head up to the website where you can watch live, you can listen live, you can take the poll. There's a lot you can do up there, a lot you can get involved with. You know, people, we allowed this to go on forever, and some of you who've been with me for a long time, I do appreciate it. Some of you have been with me, like I said, for a long time. And I've been talking about this whiteness issue forever. And I don't mean that we have a problem being white. Remember what they were doing to our kids. Right? Just remember what they were doing to our kids. The issue here is that forever they've been telling our kids how bad they are. Right? How bad them being white is. Now, they taught us for years that we couldn't come down on black people. Because why? Because they had nothing to do. They had nothing to say about the color of their skin. And yet when it came to us, whole different animal, right? No, come on, think about it. A whole different animal. Eight five five real Joe, 855-732-5563. Back at the University of Cincinnati, talking about why I guess, what is it, female colleagues, we you know, intelligence is a white man's mythology, and we shouldn't tell, I guess, females as a whole, no matter what color they are, that they're smart or clever or brilliant. Now, some of you ladies out there, I've got to know. You know, Tammy and I were joking about this a while back. I said, there were women that I work with, you know, they've been not so great looking at times. You know, something's going on in their life, whatever. You just want to reach out and say, you know, I hope everything's okay. And you can tell. And then something happens or snaps or whatever. And they lose weight and they've changed their clothing and they change their hairstyle. And, you know, most women I talk to want you to say, hey, you're looking good, or you change your hair. I mean, whatever it is. Except for these little blankety blanks who think it's a put down. What, I didn't look good yesterday? No, actually you didn't. You know, I joke about it all the time with some of you guys who say good show today, and I go, why, it wasn't good yesterday? No, we have bad ones too. I know it. Stop calling your female colleagues smart or clever or brilliant. Wow. She teaches studies in cognition and evolution. It's sexist. It's infant. Is this a real word? Infantilizing? It shouldn't be surprising to you that in 2021 that women are capable of thought. It has never been surprising to me that women are capable of thought. But let me put it to you bluntly, little lady. Yeah, see, that'll get you. There are dumb people, male and female. Can you use that term? I mean, you're a professor. Are you not woke? Why are you using terms like male and female? Why do you care? There are plenty of white folks that aren't clever, male and female. And there are plenty of people who think they're brilliant, male and female, that are idiots. I'm sorry, I'm going to insult a bunch of you right now, but just because you have a piece of paper from a college or you have more money in the bank than I do doesn't make you smart. You know, you're doing the same thing when you describe your black and Latino students as very bright. Right, so let me see, now you're really screwed, people. Because if you have a female black or female Hispanic student, and you go, my God, you're pretty smart. Now you're being nasty. But not everybody's smart. You can't say that to everybody. White, black, Latino, or whatever. They're trying to make you afraid again. Don't let them do it. As a matter of fact, some kids, some younger people, male and female, they need that kind of encouragement. They've been told that they're dumb all their lives. They're not very bright. They're not very smart. You find something they're good at. You find something that excites them, that turns them on. Why wouldn't you say, man, I would have thought that. You're pretty bright. You're pretty smart. It's not like you're saying, well, gee, if, you know, for a black kid, you're pretty smart. What if you say for an eighth grader or whatever it is, you're pretty smart? They just want to kill it all. These people don't want, they want to kill everything. Andrew cited works claiming that more than a century of wanton reductionism, look at these words that they use, to try to make you feel stupid, and definitional vagueness in the study of intelligence and human potential have perpetuated a stratified social order and obscured in true dynamic complexity and diversity of human cognitive development. Choked on every one of those words. It means absolutely nothing. You know how sometimes I call it psychobabble? Yeah, this is educational babble. This is professor babble. Andrew's most research paper received several thousand downloads. I was addressing a phenomenon that I have noticed to be common in academic philosophy, wherein individuals emphasize the intelligence of minority scholars and students over the quality of work that they produce. You know what's really funny about all this? These papers, right, they used to have to be, tested, right? They had to be peer-reviewed. People had to look at these papers before they got published or put up to see if they made sense or they were just made up. Most of this garbage today that you see coming down the pike when it comes to the whiteness and racism, it's all hooey. It's like fake news. It's the same phenomenon that occurs when a white instructor says to a black student in a surprise zone, "Oh, you're so articulate." It implies an education or an expectation that black students will be ineloquent. Ooh. Didn't Joe do that? When Joe was a... Didn't Joey B, when he was introducing Obama, said he was a well-spoken... For a black man, he's well-spoken. That's basically what he said, isn't it? No outcry there. Not a problem. So even though Joe thought black people would be inarticulate, nobody wanted to hear it. Handbook is a text written for scholars in the field of development psychology. It would not be used in undergraduate... So what? And we're also asked to be referred to as a Marxist, right? What do you think of that? And an anarcho-syndicalist, whatever that is. Her pronouns are they, them, and theirs. Ah, yes, true possession. I've told you guys that a million times. I love that stuff. They, them, and theirs. You're singular. Are we rewriting that? Rewriting that one too? I'm just trying to figure it out. 855 Real Joe, 855-732-5563. Yeah, I love the studio. And again, these professors are on a roll. No. They're having this attack on math right now that is just great. This is another story about another professor who says that math is rooted in white supremacist patriarchy. So now we even go further with it. Right? Guys, gotta go read the... Is there a movie? If there's a movie, that'd be better, because some people don't want to read anymore. George Orwell's 1984 novel. Gotta get that one. Lori Rubel, who teaches math education at Brooklyn College... One of these kids can't add when they come out. Says the idea of math being culturally neutral is a myth. And that asking whether 2 plus 2 equals 4 reeks of white supremacy. Oh, God. I love this stuff. Rochelle Gutierrez, who teaches socio-political perspectives on mathematics. Are you serious? Sociopolitical perspectives on mathematics and science education. This is actually a degree for that? Wow. Yeah, you should hear your tax money flushing. And for the private schools, you should really feel a pain in your wallet. By now, it's well known, for example, that other cultures were using the theorem we call... I'm not even going to try. Yet we still refer to it with this name. This is a colonization and erasure. I mean, everything, you notice how I go back to colonization for everything? This is what I said to you about California. The black and Hispanic community, you keep voting for Democrats, you keep doing that. Because they're going to keep you as dumb as humanly possible. They don't want to educate you. They don't want to do anything to help you out. Why do they get rid of the exit exam? Why is it over the years when black and Hispanic communities weren't doing well, they dumbed down the education, they made it easier for you to pass? Why do they do that? Why are so many kids graduate in inner cities from high schools who can't read? They don't care about you. You came here with your kids. You broke the rules so your kids could have a better education, and they're not getting it. Joe Messina, your host, listen to The Real Side of GCN Live. God bless. Have a great rest of the day. Think it through. You'll be surprised. We'll be back tomorrow.